You are listening to a True Gospel Perspective from our Macedonia Baptist Church ministerial staff. We pray that this message will be a true blessing to you.
Pastor Twyman, we honor you today and we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for your kindness, Lord, and Pastor, in allowing us to stand and have this opportunity to share a word from the Lord. To all of my preach brethren and to all of the officers and members and visitors of this church, we greet you in the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we know that it is a blessing to be in the house of the Lord just one more time. God, in his kindness and his mercy, allowed us to be here today and sent us this way. I'm not going to be before you long today. I'll share with you what the Lord has placed on my heart. Much of what I'm going to talk about today, Reverend O'Rear already talked about this morning. The choir sang about it this afternoon. And I'm just going to say a few words that the Lord has placed on my heart. I want to call your attention very briefly, excuse me, to a passage of scripture found in the gospel as recorded by Mark, chapter 14. And we shall read for your hearing verses 22 through 31. The gospel as recorded by Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 31. Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14, beginning at verse number 22. Reading there from the King James Version, you will find these words. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? For a few moments, I'd like to use for a subject, the Lord will see you through. The choir said it a little differently, I'm going all the way. But the Lord will see you through. Pastor Twyman, I'm not quite 70 yet, but I'm getting close. And, I got a bald spot, and sometimes things just escape from my memory. But I don't really remember whether it was a couple of months ago or 5 months or 6 months, but there was a story on the news that reported that in about 20 years, we would be totally autonomous. We would no longer be able to steer our cars anymore. In fact, if you were caught in 20 years with your hands on the steering wheel, you would receive a ticket. But we were to be in 20 years autonomous, which means that when we got in a car, we would simply punch in a few numbers and it would take us to our destination. I have a little problem with that. All we have right now is GPS, and sometimes if I make a wrong turn, I lose the signal. If I go to a certain area, I can't get contact with the satellite. And isn't it ironic that they're trying to get us to trust in a satellite up in the sky when most of us have a difficult time trusting in God? In 20 years, we won't have a choice. We're going to have to get in our cars and just punch in that number, and it'll take us to our destination.
Yes, sir. That's where we're headed.
Well, I've got a destination in mind that numbers won't get me there. The satellite is up in the sky, but it's not up in the heavens where God is, who sits high and he looks low, and he's able to direct our paths according to his will. I don't know about you, but I'm going to trust God at every turn. At every turn in my life, I'm going to look to him for direction. Because I know he'll see me through. And so this morning, I'm recommending Jesus. If you need guidance, I know that Jesus is able to see you through.
Yes, sir.
And I've chosen a kind of long text this morning, but I'm not going to try and preach on all of it. But there are some things in this text that we ought to take note of. First of all, we ought to take note of the writer, Matthew. Matthew, and really this entire group, was a strange bunch of characters. Matthew was a publican. Another word for a publican was a tax collector.
That's right. Yeah.
He worked for the Roman government, and he got most of his money by overcharging or building up the taxes on his own countrymen.
Yeah.
As a result, he was an outcast. He was hated. He was disliked among almost everybody that we see. But the Lord had called him into this group. And then he had given up everything to follow Jesus. There was a thief among them, Judas. And just like in the church today, God has called us from every kind of walk and work in life. I don't even want to tell you what the Lord called me from. But he brought me from a mighty long way. He picked me up and cleaned me up and placed my feet on a solid rock. And now I've got a destination in glory. I'm going all the way. I'm going all the way. But I stopped by to tell you this morning that no matter where the Lord called you from, he's able today to see you through. The disciples were learners. And at this point in our text, they were still learning. They didn't understand everything that God was trying to do through them and how he was trying to use them. But they were growing. They were trusting in the Lord, and every now and then they would rebel and butt against the Lord. But for the most part, they were learners. And this was the second time in their journey with Christ that the Lord had led them through a storm. In chapter 8 of the book of Matthew, you remember, if you know the scriptures, they were on their way to the other side, and the storm came upon them. And Jesus was asleep. And they, not knowing any better, they woke him up. Because their faith was not that strong. They asked the Lord if he didn't care. What's wrong with you? We're in the midst of a storm on the sea, and you're laying there asleep. And at the end of that story, they talked about what kind of man is this who's able to make even the wind and the sea obey. They were learning. They should have learned something about who Jesus is. If you read Matthew's gospel from the beginning, up to until chapter 16, you'll see that Jesus is constantly revealing who he is. He does the same thing in our lives. He brings us through one thing after another. And every time he brings us through something, we ought to know just a little bit more about who he is. They were growing. They were disciples. They were learners. And yet they still did not have a full understanding. They were imperfect people, like us. We're messed up. And yet the Lord has called us out of a world of darkness into his marvelous light. And I don't know about you, but the Lord is still working on me. He's trying to make me more and more like Jesus every day. And I know he'll see me through. There are a couple of things in our text I want to point out, and I'm going to take my seat. But this text is helpful in terms of information that will help us understand what the Lord is doing in our lives and hopefully cause us to reflect on our own walk with Christ, that we might continue to grow and depend on Him. First of all, I know that the Lord will see us through. Because what is said in verse 22 of the chapter. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and go before him unto the other side. He constrained them. He commanded them. In the real sense of the word, Jesus had to get on their case. They were reluctant disciples. They thought they knew more than the Lord did. And so he had to kind of push them and continue to encourage them along the way because they were reluctant and rebellious. He had to make them get in the ship to go to the other side. Just like we plead with folk to come to Bible study and to Sunday school, he had to constrain them to make them get into the ship that they might go to the other side. It bothers me sometimes that people join the church and they're no better after 50 and 70 years than they were after the day they joined. Some of them have even been through the Bible, but the Bible has not been through them. He constrained them. He made them. But this is a choice. This is, when you think about all that God has done for you, he should not have to hold a gun to you to make you come to learn about him, to know more and more about Jesus, and really for your own benefit, that your life might be different than it was before you came to Christ. In spite of their reluctance, in spite of their rebellion, in spite of our reluctance, in spite of our rebellion, I know the Lord will see us through. And then in verse 24, I know he'll see us through because it says that but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. He'll see us through the storms of life. I don't know what you might be going through today, but there are storms that come into our lives. That trouble us and cause us to wonder whether or not we're traveling in the right direction. Storms of sickness, storms of financial problems, storms in relationships. But if we learn to trust God in the midst of the storms, in the midst of our trials, in the midst of our tribulations, I know the Lord will see us through. He'll see you through, I tell you. And if you ever been through something, and you're still here, I know it was the Lord who brought you through. We ought to testify sometimes about what the Lord has done for us. He's brought us through sicknesses. He's brought us through heartbreaks. And, he's brought us through so many things. I know he'll see us through. And then in verse 26, it says, "And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, 'It is a spirit,' and they cried out for fear." Despite all of the troubles that the disciples incurred on the way to the other side, despite all the troubles that they found along the way, despite all the fears that they had in stepping out and trusting in God, I know that the Lord will see you through. Just as he saw the disciples through, he'll see you through. Just as he was able to keep them, he'll keep you. Reverend O'Rear said this morning, "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence with exceedingly glad joy, to the only wise God our Father be glory, dominion, and power now and forevermore. The Lord, and only the Lord, is the one who'll see us through. He's a good God. He's a great God, and despite the fact that we don't deserve any of his goodness, he keeps on blessing us. He keeps on waking us up every morning. He keeps on providing food for our tables, a roof over our head, jobs to go to, a reasonable portion of health and strength. I know the Lord will see you through. He'll see you through, I tell you. He'll see you through. I'm almost done here. But I found some things in that 30th verse that helped me to understand, despite all that I might go through, the Lord will see you through. And let me read the 29th verse, well, the 28th, I'll start at verse 28. "And Peter answered him and said, 'Lord, if it be thou,' after they saw him walking on the sea, 'bid me come unto thee on the water.' And he said, 'Come.' And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus." And then in this 30th verse, he says, "But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, 'Lord, save me.'" This verse is particularly helpful because it points out Peter's weak faith and his weak condition, his lack of knowledge of what faith is really all about.
Yes, sir.
For it says that when he saw the wind boisterous.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you know it or not, but seeing is contradictory, a contradiction to faith. He saw the wind. And when we take our eyes off Jesus and we put our eyes on our problem, we're demonstrating a lack of faith. Because faith and seeing don't work together. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so we're to walk by faith. not by sight.
That's right. That's right.
If we walk by faith, we can walk on the water. If we walk by faith, we can keep on trusting in the Lord. If we walk by faith when troubles and sickness come our way, we can keep on walking, we can keep on singing, we can keep on praising God, for we know that the Lord will see us through. He'll bring us out, whatever the situation may be. He's able, because all power in heaven and earth is in his hand. Peter had put his eyes on his problem. He was afraid. He was afraid that the troubles that had come upon him might cause him great harm. And then it says, and beginning to sink, which means that Peter had time. Peter knew he had time to think about his messing up. When I was in the world, I knew I was sinking. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters he lifted me. Now safe am I. Love lifted me. It was the love of God, not because of my goodness, but it was his grace, his undeserved favor that lifted me. Love lifted me. Peter, while he was sinking, beginning to sink, took that opportunity to cry out. And he was very specific in whom he cried out to. He cried out to the Lord. Maybe you're here this morning and you're beginning to sink. Maybe it seems like you're surrounded by trouble on every side. But ain't no harm in crying unto the Lord. For he is a God that hears and answers prayer. The psalmist said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all his trials. He cried. Crying is the simplest form of prayer. A baby cries because he knows that if he cries long enough, if he cries loud enough, sooner or later, somebody's coming to see about it. Peter cried. I cried. I don't know if you cried, but I keep on crying. Every time trouble comes my way, I cry out, Lord, save me, protect me, deliver me, help me in my struggles, help me in my trials. And every time I call him, the Lord comes to see about it. The Lord will see you through. Though you be reluctant and rebellious, if you belong to him, I tell you this morning that the Lord will see you through. Though you go through storms of life, if you belong to him, I know that the Lord will see you through. though you have troubles and fears in your life. If you belong to him, I know that the Lord will see you through. Just cry out. Call on him. Ask the Lord to help you. Lord, save me. I don't know about you, but I know that the Lord will see me through because of the life that he lived before us. And the Bible says that he came down through 42 generations. He went about doing good. He healed the sick, gave sight to the blind. And for all the good that he did, one day he was betrayed of man. He was led from judgment hall to judgment hall. They beat him. They spit on him. They put a crown of thorns upon his head. But the Lord kept on his mission. They took him out to Golgotha's hill. They nailed him to an old rugged cross. They put hands in his feet. They put nails in his feet. They put rivets in his hands. They hung him high and they stretched him wide. He died one Friday for your sins and mine. They took him down and buried him in a borrowed tomb. He stayed dead all night Friday night. Stayed dead all night Saturday night. But early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. And because he has all power, I know he'll see me through. He has the power to heal. He has the power to save. He has the power to save. He has the power to make our lives different and to make us all over again. For the Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All the old things are passed away. Behold, all things are becoming new. He'll see you through. Just stay with Jesus. Keep on trusting. Keep on believing. Don't stay the same, but get into God's word and know him for yourself. We serve a God that is able and who can do anything but fail. That God will see you through if you trust him, if you give your life to him. God bless you.
We hope you enjoyed this message today, and we pray that it was a true blessing to you. If you are interested in learning more about Pastor Charles D. Twyman and the Macedonia Baptist Church family, you can reach out to us at www.mbcdet.com. Thank you, and God bless you.